Re.Pay App 2.0, the 107 millionaires evolution of crypto banking. The line between a crypto wallet and a traditional bank has just blurred even further. On January 27, 2026, Re.Pay officially unveiled its new end-to-end app experience, a complete overhaul of its platform designed to act as a unified hub for digital asset management and real-world spending. This launch follows Re.Pay's massive $107 million Series B funding round in late 2025, signaling that the company is moving aggressively beyond simple prepaid cards and into full-scale fintech infrastructure. 107 millionaires war chest reduces banking rail shutdown risk. Re.Pay has rapidly become one of the most popular cards for users in emerging markets, specifically Bangladesh, Pakistan, and India, due to its high approval rates and low entry barriers. However, until recently, the product felt like a niche tool. With the launch of App 2.0 and the backing of institutional capital, Re.Pay is now a legitimate global competitor to established giants like Binance and Crypto.com. For cardholders, this update is about liquidity depth and platform stability, not just a new look. A company with a 100-million-plus war chest is significantly less likely to suffer from the sudden banking rail shutdowns that have plagued smaller crypto card providers. Global payout tool sends to 50-plus countries. The Re.Pay App 2.0 update is a unified financial interface that integrates three previously separate functions: a multi-currency self-custodial wallet, a virtual physical card management system, and a global payout engine. The core of the new experience is the global payout tool, which allows users to convert crypto into fiat and send it to bank accounts in 50-plus countries instantly. This effectively turns the Re.Pay card from a spending tool into a remittance hub. The update also introduces advanced security features, including biometric transaction signing and real-time merchant-level spending controls. Market benchmarking and ROI math. The primary value proposition of Re.Pay has always been its zero transaction fee model. They monetize via spreads and withdrawal fees. With the new app, we can calculate the total cost of ownership, TCO, for a typical user. Scenario: spending $1,000 via Re.Pay versus a traditional CEX card. CEX card, 2% conversion fee, plus 1% transaction fee, $30 in total fees. Re.Pay App 2.0, 0% transaction fee, plus your 1.2% spread, sure, $12 in total cost. The net gain: by using the Re.Pay App for $1,000 of retail spend, you save approximately $18 compared to high-fee competitors. When you factor in the 107 millionaires Series B funding, the trust premium, the likelihood of your funds being safe, is now comparable to mid-tier traditional banks. Common mistakes or myths. Myth: Re.Pay is only for Asia. While their primary growth is in APAC, the new app supports global payouts, and cards are shipping to the EEA in Latin America. It is now a truly global contender. Mistake: ignoring the spread trap. Because Re.Pay markets zero fees, many users forget to check the exchange rate. While the App 2.0 interface makes this more transparent, the spread remains the primary cost of using the card. Always compare their in-app rate to the mid-market rate before a large purchase. Myth: it's just a card app. The Series B funding is specifically earmarked for banking licenses. Re.Pay is transitioning into a licensed digital bank, meaning users should expect more rigorous KYC AML requirements in 2026. Re.Pay is becoming a super app. The Re.Pay evolution is part of the super app trend in crypto payments. Just as Tria and MetaMask are adding rewards and ecosystem layers, Re.Pay is adding banking layers. If you are currently using a Re.Pay card, the App 2.0 update is a mandatory upgrade for your security and liquidity management. We recommend this platform for users who need a reliable, high-limit card with strong stablecoin support. For those seeking higher rewards, compare this against the Ether.fi XMXC card, which currently offers higher tactical cashback.